Diversity has defined my life since childhood. My family is made up of diverse ethnic groups, including Armenians, Assyrians, Arabs, Greeks, and Italians. On any given day, my interactions would require me to speak many languages, such as Armenian, Arabic, Italian, Turkish, when I was growing up, adding French, Assyrian as I got older. My early years were spent in Beirut East, Lebanon. There was Beirut West as well. During this time in the 1980s, Beirut was being torn apart by a civil war. The fighting was not only between half of the city, but would also be street by street fighting for control. The war created chaos and divisions between the communities. Each ethnic group and religious groups kept to itself and was very protective of its members. Given my family's openness toward diversity, I could not understand why people would cheer when bomb fell in Beirut West, or why they could cheer when the fighting moved into our neighborhood. Our days were spent listening for the sound of guns moving closer, and many nights we spent in candlelight underground bunkers for safety. This chaos and division was what I saw when I began my first day of school. Like most of new students, I was scared. It took my mom more than an hour to convince me even to enter the classroom. When I